This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Congratulations. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Allah has brought to us Ramadan, the season of worship, the season of building Jannah. SubhanAllah. I shared with you in the last video tips, right? How to have a game-changing Ramadan. What we can do. In this video, I want to share with you four objectives. These four objectives have to be part of your objectives of Ramadan. You may have more, but these four have to be there. Number one, objective number one, attaining taqwa. How? By taking care of the most important act of this month, act of worship of this month, and that is fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been prescribed upon you so that you may attain taqwa. Okay? So your first goal is to achieve taqwa through all the acts of worship, and specifically through fasting. Because all the acts of worship take us towards taqwa in this month, especially fasting. So that's number one. Goal number two, earning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. This has to be from the objectives of this month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to the Sahaba, may he be distant from Allah and Allah's mercy. They said, who? O Messenger of Allah. He said, the one who witnesses Ramadan, and Ramadan leaves him without him being forgiven. It has to be an objective. Now, Ramadan gives us three opportunities to be forgiven, three ways to be forgiven this Ramadan. And if you take care of them all, you will be forgiven three times over. Number one, fasting the days of Ramadan. Number two, standing the nights of Ramadan in prayer. Number three, searching for the night of power and standing that night in prayer. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts the days of Ramadan, whoever stands the nights of Ramadan, whoever stands the night of Laylatul Qadr, believing in Allah and Allah's promise and reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. La ilaha illallah. Forgive their sins. Objective number three, to be raised with the family of Al-Quran. We have to make this an objective from the objectives of this month, to be raised with the family of Al-Quran. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to revise the Quran every Ramadan with Jibreel. They used to revise and they used to study together the Quran. Every year, once except during the final year, they did it twice, subhanallah. And that was the year that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. This was the way of the messenger, the greatest man and the greatest angel in Ramadan. They would meet up and they would study the Quran. So this should be our objective, that Ya Allah, my objective from this month is to be raised with the family of Al-Quran. How? I'm going to have a relationship with the Quran daily. And the scholars would say that from the good practices of Ramadan is to complete the Quran at least once, right? So this is objective number three. Number four, to earn Allah's pleasure. How? By practicing sadaqah, subhanallah. Let me rephrase that objective. Earning Allah's pleasure and extinguishing our hellfire. That should be an objective. How? Through sadaqah, to be charitable, even if it is with a portion of a date. Subhanallah, in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best of the best. And when he came into Ramadan, he was even better than, subhanallah, his norm. He was like a fine blowing wind bringing about beneficial rain, subhanallah. This is how he was described, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This jude that Ibn Abbas talks about is this idea of being charitable. Charitable, subhanallah. And how, subhanallah, not just through zakah. Every time we talk about zakah is the right of the person who needs to receive it, sadaqah. The sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they used to discharge their zakah before Ramadan, either in Muharram or in Rajab, right? According to many reports and statements of our scholars, they used to keep Ramadan specifically for sadaqah and specifically feeding people, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a narration, man fattara sa'iman, and some scholars have considered it an acceptable narration, that the one who feeds a fasting person, then Allah will give them the same rewards as the fasting person without Allah taking any rewards from the fasting person, because Allah can. Allah is rich, perpetually, ultimately rich. He can reward us as He wants, when He wants, how He wants. The sahaba radiallahu anhum used to compete in feeding people. So four objectives. Number one, taqwa. Number two, forgiveness. Number three, to be raised with the family of Al-Quran. And number four, to earn Allah's pleasure and extinguish the hellfire. And when you think of these objectives, make this a part of your dua as well. La ilaha illallah. Make it a part of your dua as well. That you raise your hands every day and you ask Allah that, Ya Allah, grant me taqwa. Ya Allah, grant me forgiveness. Ya Allah, raise me with the family of Al-Quran. Ya Allah, extinguish my hellfire and be pleased with me. Jazakumullahu khairan. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Be the best you can be and pray for me.